live and local, as we like to say.
All right, Hank, good morning. How are you?
I am in grade school chaos. How are you?
Oh, boy, yeah. I understand that.
Getting the kids ready, yes, indeed. A lot of people can relate to that, Hank.
Absolutely. This is the first year I have all three in school, and I'm like looking at my son like, oh, man, it's past 7:15.
Well, hey, we're good to go halfway to everywhere. And, you know, the big day is set for September the 2nd. But what, do you have a little pre-party schedule for this year, too?
I do, and I'm going to try to do it every year. Last year we partnered with Dynamic Discs for their World PGDA Championship. And it went so well that we decided, hey, why don't we make a whole event out of this? So this year we're at the Granada Theater. There is a pre-party show featuring the Patti Steele Band and Daydream. And it is from 7 to 10 p.m. And it will be wild. Just like everywhere. It's a ramp-up.
So a good way to launch this year's Halfway to Everywhere Music and Arts Festival coming up Saturday, September 2nd. Well, let's talk about the event itself. When do things get started on September 2, Hank?
Well, for me, they get started on September 1st, so that's when
today,
I start building.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much. If you are an arts vendor, which, by the way, there are still a few spaces left, and you can claim your space at at h2efest.org. If you are a vendor, load-in starts a little bit after the farmer's market. Farmer's market goes from 8 to 10:30, so about 11:30, you can come in, start getting your wares set up. We will open the gates at 1:30, and the first band starts at 2.
All right, so how many bands are on the Halfway to Everywhere lineup this year?
There are 28 fabulous regional, national, and internationally touring artists this year. And they range, just like usual, in genre from dance to Latin to rock and roll to hip-hop, to country, to bluegrass, to everything in between. The only thing we don't really have is Gregorian chant or polka this year, unfortunately.
So that's coming in years down the road, right?
Yeah. So it's going to be an all-polka festival one of the years.
Who are your lead acts here that are going to be performing here on the 2nd?
Oh, boy. I'm hoping that this one doesn't burn the entire town down with his antics. His name is Andy Frasco in the UN. They're out of Los Angeles. They just got done playing Red Rocks a couple days ago. If you go to any of his website or his social medias, you will see his craziness. He doesn't wear shoes. He body surfs almost every, crowd surfs almost every show. He plays piano with his feet. He's quite a performer. I don't even know how to describe the music other than sort of party rock and roll, to be honest.
Yeah, it's bouncy. It's bouncy stuff. There's no doubt about it. I checked him out after you were in the other day, and fascinating, to say the very least.
So, that's a good descriptor.
So here we are. So let's talk about, we'll get to the arts in just a moment here. Let's talk about, your stages and where they will be lined up at.
So I've been really happy with our layout for the last 2 years. So we're going to kind of keep that format. The Visit Emporia stage is our main stage. It is on the north side of the Farmers Market parking lot. And that is also kind of the arts market, which we'll talk about later. Stage 2, which is the KVOE stage, is on 7th Avenue, and its back is against Commercial. So it's facing the west, and there's actually, I need to name this point. There's a spot on 7th where you can sit and kind of get this multimedia experience where out of your right ear, you'll hear Stage 2, and out of your left ear, you'll hear Stage 1. But anyways, you walk down the alley to the south, and you emerge out on 6th Street where that parking lot between Radius and Bourbon Cowboy is, and that is the Emporia State University Roots stage. And, Emporia has got quite a large contingent of people that go to the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival at Winfield. And so I always kind of say that's the official Winfield pre-party. It's Pecan Grove North, if you will. We have a lot of bluegrass bands on that one. Our headliner on that stage is the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, coming out of the Great Lakes. He was here in March, May? He was here in May at the Bourbon Cowboy. And, man, they put on a killer show. Breezy Peyton lights her washboard on fire for the grand finale, and it's, you know, it's kind of crazy mud-stomping redneck. I don't know. It's good stuff. Then, of course, we have the Bourbon Cowboy, and that's sort of our alt-country red dirt stage. And we have the Shady Business Radius Brewing Company back patio will be hosting all of the singer-songwriters. And honestly, you know, I always get hyped when I book these shows and like I find my headliners. But as I've put our Spotify list together, I have been really in love with my lineup on the Bourbon Cowboy. Every single band that's performing there is just fabulous. Like they're all unique in terms of their songwriting skills and the chord progressions that they write and the phrasing. Really, really world class. A couple other bands to keep an eye out for. Los Racas. So a couple of years ago, we had Making Movies as our headliner. We've also had them back recently. But they half of that band is also in this other group called Los Racas, also from the coast. And it's a reggaeton band. And, man, they have an extensive catalog. So I'm really excited to put the subwoofers to use for that one. And hopefully lots of dancing, mucho bailando. And then I think my personal choice this year is the very last band of the evening, which is sort of the after hours at Bourbon Cowboy, is the Johnny Mullinax band.
Yeah.
Now, I went to see Billy Strings a couple years ago, and he really, you know, he's one of those people that makes you angry for not practicing enough. This kid, I think, has him. In my humble opinion as a music promoter, Johnny Mullinax and Thomas Trapp are the two guitar smiths in that group, and they can play more notes than a number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. So it's just a stacked lineup this year, 100%.
Stacked lineup. Well, Hank, before we kind of let you go and get everything taken care of at the school, yeah. Wanted to ask you about kind of what you need personnel-wise, because I'm assuming you got a lot of volunteers to help make this go, so I know you can't be everywhere at once, even though you'd want to be, but what type of...
Well, yeah, he's halfway to everywhere.
But what do you need as far as, like, a volunteer help right now going in?
I need all the volunteers. We need so much help right now. I believe we have our volunteer sign-up list on our website also, h2efest.org. We use a third-party platform called Sign-Up Genius, and it's got all the descriptions. But basically, I think they're in four-hour shifts. You get a free T-shirt. It's a custom, like, only the volunteers have this color of T-shirt. We've kind of done that every year. This is your incentive. We've got site ops. Beginning and end is the site ops are basically help us put the barricades up and take them down. During the day, they just help us man the doors. We need a couple of volunteers to help with the hospitality, which is the catering, making sure artists get checked in. There's a box office volunteer. It's really, really easy stuff. It's just something that we need bodies for, and I will say that we usually feed them as well. If you do a couple of shifts, you get breakfast and lunch. And it's a really cool experience. I always have a good time interacting with our volunteers, and a lot of them come from our high school and universities. And it's really fun to kind of watch their demeanor. A lot of these people who don't know what they're getting into sort of, you know, come in not knowing what to expect. And then I remember the first year we had a young gentleman in high school who was laying on the back on the stage afterwards going, "Oh my gosh, that one band was amazing. And the next year I'm coming back. I'm going to do that." It's a really exciting experience for them. So yeah, we need tons of help. Go ahead and get on the website and sign up, or you can reach out to us any way you can, whether it's on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. But yeah, we need tons and tons. So well, I think we've got
Yeah, let's quickly talk about the artist aspect of this, too. That's a big part of Halfway to Everywhere.
Absolutely. So we got the Mitchell Markowitz Artist Market this year. It's grown every year, I believe. Year one, we had 8 vendors, and then year two was like 15. Last year was 30. So we're doing a really good job of doubling, and I think we've already passed that mark. But it's really cool. We do a good job. I say we do a good job, of course, because I'm the one doing the job. But we try to vet all of these vendors so that we know that they are, in fact, local artists or local or regional artists. And, man, there's such a variety of things offered. There's a person who's going to do live glass blowing, like soft glass with a torch. We have a couple of jewelry makers, a handful of live artists. I need to get on Jeffrey Quintana to make sure he gets his booth, because he's always been a hit. He'll do a large canvas and do a, you know, like a graffiti booth where you can go and watch him do that. But man, it's just a cool experience, because amidst all of the chaos of the band performing, you have this really cool, you know, art fair that's you know, full of color and artwork and a lot of cool ways to spend your money. My daughter had both of my oldest had a booth last year, and my daughter would make the money and then she would walk across the art booth and spend it. So
hey, so there you go.
A lot of good ways to spend money.
All right, and this is a free event, open to all ages. This is a family-friendly event, but there are VIP opportunities, right?
That's true. That is true. And I also should mention, this is going to be the last year it's free. I think because we're growing so quickly, so rapidly, we're going to have to do something to throttle, make sure that we're still safe and have enough room for people to have fun. The next year it'll be a $10 event, which is close to free. But the VIP is $150. Of course, it's everything that we bring in helps to make this event happen, because it is really expensive. You can also get those on h2efest.org under the concert tickets tab. They essentially gain you access to these VIP areas, one of which is sort of an air-conditioned lounge where we will be serving dinner in the evening. And then we also have this reserved, I say seating, it's all standing room, but basically we're creating these areas in front of our Visit Emporia and KBOE stages where you sort of have primary access to the stage. And then those areas also sort of snake around to the side where there'll be a shade, some beverages, dedicated porta-potties, making the experience a little nicer. And then you also get all of our, there's a bag of merchandise. So t-shirts, I think we have tote bags, posters. Those posters come in handy because, I don't know if any of you follow my social media. I force my bands to sign 20 posters before they get paid.
That's
a really good way to keep the event into memory and save one of those small pieces of history. And so I always encourage people to grab a poster and then have their favorite artist sign it and hang it and frame it up and leave it in your will for your kids.
There it is. All right, Hank, appreciate the time this morning, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
All right, Hank Osterhout, organizer, Halfway to Everywhere, coming up Saturday, September 2nd. In downtown Emporia, all day and all night, Chuck.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. It's going to be a great time on September 2nd, and we'll continue to bring Hank in with a couple of updates here before we actually get to that date. Did want to let you know that if you want to be part of the morning show, specifically the Newsmaker spots next week, Tuesdays right now is our only one that's claimed. We should have confirmation on Mondays here shortly, but we will have Farmers Market Coordinator Tricia Fullerton joining us for Tuesday morning. If you want one of the remaining slots, call us at 620-342-1400.
And don't forget tomorrow, Chuck, at the David Traylor Zoo, there's a city meet and greet.
Ooh, with city manager.
City manager Trey Cocking from 10 until noon. And I think they're doing something like Zoo Olympics.
I've heard. I'm curious to see how this plays out.
So city meet and greet tomorrow morning, David Traylor Zoo, 10 until noon. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 7:41, sunshine, 57 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll Check the weekend weather next.
Mark Schaefer here at John North Ford Nissan. Still have the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Emporia. New vehicle inventory is incredible.